this is Wesley J. Smith, Senior Fellow at the Discovery Institute, and you're listening to Brave New Bioethics. Are we heading toward a world in which no babies will be allowed to be born? This partially tongue-in-cheek question is in reaction to a story of embryo screening being employed to prevent a child from being born who might contract adult-onset cancer, in this case of the breast. Look how fast we have gone from using genetic selection of embryos to prevent birth defects and diseases in infancy, to sex selection, to now seeking to control fates well into adulthood. One can certainly understand and empathize with the desire to prevent a daughter from ever suffering breast cancer. But eventually, we may be able to identify gene defects in each and every one of us that increases the likelihood that we will eventually contract some dread disease. Not to mention other conditions, the pain caused by which some parents might not want their children to experience, such as propensity to obesity, diminutive stature, mental illness, homosexuality. Well, you get the picture. If this eugenic attitude continues, we could get to the point that we permit no babies to be born at all. After all, unless we are hit by a truck early on, we will all suffer, whether from a serious illness, a disability, or perhaps existential angst due to an inherent biological characteristic. I was teased mercilessly as an early adolescent because I was husky. This was one of the most painful times of my life. Should my parents have prevented me from being born, if my propensity to gain weight is genetically based, to ensure that I would not experience the anguish of crying myself to sleep at night because my peers, and worse, girls, laughed at me? In the alternative, should I have been genetically engineered so I didn't have the propensity to, shall we say, expand? I say not. The awful experience of being a chubby and non-athletic boy, which at the time I would have given anything to change, ultimately proved one of the most beneficial of my life. All that pain tempered my personality and gave me the gift of empathy. Behind all of this, particularly among the biotechnologists, is there not a certain hubris, a desire to hyper-control every aspect of human life? But this desire to control the future rather than live it is ultimately doomed to failure. We are all born to die. Each of us is defective in some manner. Each of us, whether healthy or ill, able-bodied or disabled, developmentally disabled or genius, plays a vital part in the human saga. Engaging in the new eugenics of embryo quality control is dehumanizing and an explicit denial of the joy and vitality of human diversity. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.